I spend the morning jogging through abandoned buildings. I'm the only person above ground in Ico Base, and my footsteps echo in empty corridors. The evidence of panicked flight is everywhere. In an executive conference room, the tables are cluttered with abandoned meals, hygiene sealed by drones after the attack. A chopstick clatters to the floor when I run past. My boots thud, my heart pounds. The exertion feels good after days of medical testing and paperwork. My body still responds with the automatic obedience of basic training when my lens directs me leftward at the next juncture. "Your signals are strong," Ensign Technician Nanti says in my ear. She's in a sub-basement lab across the base, monitoring the lat scan that's clamped to my shoulders and linked to my nervous system. "Proceed at that pace."
"Confirm,"
I say, swerving around a toxicology station. A quarter mile along the hallway, an external door unfilms to my right, and Nanti says,
"Through there."
I lope onto a balcony with a waist-high railing. I'm on the 22nd story and surrounded by the remains of Ico Base. Dozens of interlinked buildings that rise from the seated coralloid of one of the new Caspian Islands. The sea breeze is a cool 91 degrees with a maple ammonium scent. A flock of white birds swoops around the husk of a decommissioned dreadnought that now serves as a firing range. A jagged hole gapes in the building to my right, edged by broken glass scene. An ugly reminder of the Lamprey assault. A weight shifts in my heart. Not quite grief, not quite anger, but my lens interrupts, urging me onward. When I approach the end of the balcony, Ensign Tech Nanti says,
"Up and over."
"You mean jump?"
She flashes the route onto my lens and, yeah, she means jump.
"Confirm,"
I say. I clamp one gloved hand onto a railing and vault over the side. The breeze chills my sweat, and the white birds swirl around a corner and disappear. This is the third day of a new phase of my testing. The first 2 days I spent in the lab, sheathed with medical film, poked and prodded like a chunk of dubious bat meat. Then this morning, the techs feathered my blood-brain barrier, clamped the lat scan to my back, and sent me jogging through the ruins to establish a baseline physiognomic response to engagement with an unsecured high-affect environment. I don't understand what that means, but that's okay. I'm not here to understand. I'm here to fight. Well, and to fling myself off balconies. After 0.7 seconds of free fall, a weight thumps my shoulders. That's the remote-operated sail frame linking to my lat scan harness. Wings spread behind me, and my uncontrolled descent curves into an Osprey glide. A moment later, I'm soaring across the base at the mercy of an unseen operator. I'm swooping and banking over the wreckage, catching glimpses of my reflection in the unshattered windows. The rush is better than drugs, but I don't whoop or shout. Because I'm a professional hard-ass, that's why. Maybe I laugh a little, though.